What was with his legs? Oh. Well, she shake that point in her, she's shaking her head no, so that's fine. Look, you don't have to acknowledge it. I don't care. I don't care if you believe in what I do. That's not what just accept that. I don't care if you believe in what I do.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I imagine they also have the cameras running just 24 hours a day. They probably have to go through thousands of hours of footage just to get to it. And I did hear some scuttlebutt season one that there were more people got engaged than actually went to the honeymoon. So there were more people who had relationships than actually went to the honeymoon.
And then they decided not to go on the honeymoon.
Well, no, the producers said, sorry, you're out. Sorry, don't like you.
Aunt Chrissy and Uncle Brian are here.
Aunt Chrissy and Uncle Brian are now here for you. Thank you for tuning in to our show. Everybody, just to take a deep breath. Sit still, Shane. Sit still, please. Stop wiggling in your pants. Stop wiggling in your seats. We want you to connect your vachakra with your pachakra. Take a deep breath. Let's get a cobra breath, which means straight from your penis out through your mouth. Or as my son would say, poo-poo out your mouth. Poo-poo out our mouth. I would be careful. Step lightly about bringing the dildos to work. My first piece of advice is you must find it. Give it to your assistant. Put it in a box
to
of chocolates.
To clean and to hold.
That's right. I've got an idea. Put it in the podcast directory. No one will find it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is the director of All Things Wonderful, Kristen Hoadley.
Oh, hello.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break. A lot of exciting things lined up for you today, so let's get right into it. Chrissy, I have a new show addiction, and I think you're going to like it. But you're going to have to download the TLC app in order to get it.
Okay.
Well, that's TLC Discovery.
You and the TLC.
It's called Secret Crush.
Oh, okay.
And here's how it goes. A young lady in, I think it's South London, has a speakeasy, so to speak, right? But it's really, I think, just a television studio, but it's made to be a speakeasy.
Okay. And like, do you have to knock a secret knock?
Yeah, I don't see the secret knock going on, but that's what she calls it. She says, I'm the speakeasy lady. I don't know. The host plays a minimal part in this, but basically, what she does is she invites one person to tell tell someone they have a secret crush on them.
Okay.
And they invite them to the speakeasy for a date, for a couple of
and
drinks.
A drink. Yeah.
And a drink. And so what happens is one person comes in with the crush, and then they invite the person, and they have no idea who it is.
Surprise!
And this is absolutely fascinating television as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Not everyone's a winner. But most of them are very interesting. And then there's a couple really, like, surprise ones. And the best are when the person, when they ask to go on a second date, as they always do, and the person says no. That's my favorite, because then it's just uncomfortable altogether. But one came in and said she had a secret crush on her stepbrother.
Oh.
And it was fucking hilarious. No, it was great. It was great. And he... Like, at first, he was completely surprised, absolutely flabbergasted that his stepsister was there telling him she had a secret crush.
Yeah, he's like, this was supposed to be off limits.
But then he finds a way to talk himself into a second date.
And
he's
then
like,
they
well,
do a porn.
It's not illegal. Well, you know, stepsister and stepbrother porn is very popular, Chrissy.
Yes,
very popular. And this is just like, this show is super fascinating to me. I like the idea that you're surprising someone who may or may not even know you. So in some cases, they don't even really know the person. They're like Facebook friends or something.
Oh.
And they have a secret crush. Or a famous TikTok star, and this person has a secret crush on them. So, and of course, the person that is being crushed on always shows up because it's an opportunity to be on TV. It strokes their ego. And somebody likes them, right? And it is just... brilliant. I mean, it's a brilliant show.
I'll check
it
out.
It's so simple. There's nothing to it. It's just one person likes another person, and they're going to surprise each other and let the shenanigans fly.
Has there been like a love story that's come out of it? Do you know?
I don't care.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about the love story. I just care about the initial reaction. Okay. I just want to see the shit show happen, then I don't care. And now, it's not Jerry Springer-esque. Like, there's no, like, fighting or someone. Most people, it's in London, too, so most people are awful
civilized.
Polite. Yeah, very civilized. It's here in the United States. I can see some shit going down.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, the love shows, the dating shows, the 90 Day Fiancés and all that, they perk my interest. I think I'm very interested.
They're addictive.
I just finished Love is Blind.
I did too. Yeah.
Love is Blind was another great season of Love is Blind. The only I have a couple of gripes with Love is Blind.
Okay.
And let me tell you what my couple of gripes are. I don't think we get enough of the interaction between the couples. Like, I feel like the episodes are very truncated and they have so many people to fit into the episodes.
Yeah.
That I think you get just a little, like, a little tasty teener.
You do get tasty.
Just a little teener of everybody.
Well, and I noticed too at the beginning, they really show like a wide breadth of everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they quickly navigate towards what eventually turns out to be couples. And
of
then
course.
You just so them. So, like, I noticed there were a couple of people. There was the one girl that's like, I'm so pretty. And
oh, yeah.
Everybody's going to love me. And then two episodes later, she's nowhere to be found.
She was nowhere to be found after she said that, basically. And I imagine that the producers kind of already know who they want their horses to be, like the people that, long before they ever get into those rooms.
Yes.
And I imagine they also have the cameras running just 24 hours. They probably have to go through thousands of hours of
footage
to get to it. And I did hear some scuttlebutt season one that there were more people got engaged than actually went to the honeymoon. So there were more people who had relationships than actually went to the honeymoon.
And then they decided not to go on the honeymoon.
Well, no, the producers said, sorry, you're out. Sorry, don't like you. Yeah,
you're not.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Attractive or
no
crazy
idea.
Enough.
Yeah. First of all, Vanessa and Nick Lachey, they're not. I don't even know why we're seeing them, like, because they're no part of the show. They show up at the beginning and they say, "Is love truly like blind?" And then you don't see them until the reunion special.
No, I watched the reunion this morning, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
yeah. The reunion was good. That guy Shake is a real ass clown.
Yeah,
he's
really
a real
was.
Ass clown. Now, I don't want to ruin it for anyway. Spoiler alert! Here it comes. Ready? Shake is an asshole.
Yes,
that girl Deep D was beautiful.
I know.
I mean, listen, I do appreciate the honesty from Shake.
Yeah,
he's an egotistical pig who likes women for their looks and can't get past it.
Yep.
And
I guarantee he ends up on another dating show. Because he even said it on the reunion thing today. They were like, I think you're on the wrong show.
Oh, there's a thing going around saying Shake for season three. There's a meme going around, Shake for season three. And listen,
I think he needs to be on Love Island or
something. He certainly is the most interesting, I think, one of the more interesting characters in the two seasons. And then that guy Shane, he is so coked out of his fucking head. He cannot sit still.
He is very energetic.
He is coming out of his skin. He's like,
I know. I know. And he totally shows like every emotion. Like, oh my God. No.
I feel like he's
going to.
Tell
me I'm pretty. That's it.
He's so needy.
He's very needy.
And so emotive. And so
I think he's got a good heart, but
unsettled. He cannot for the life of him hold still for one fucking second. You see him on that reunion special?
Yeah.
He was like sliding down off the couch. He was like shaking off the couch.
I also noticed in the reunion special that they're all of the men on the couch that were not, they didn't go through the wedding. We're all wearing no socks and shoes.
That's a thing.
That's the thing.
That's a thing. My wife told me. You know, my wife's younger than I am, so she's hip into the trendy clothing.
Okay.
And so she makes me on occasion look good.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she says, you don't wear socks with those. Because one night we went out to dinner, she said, put on the loafers. They look good. The penny loafers.
Yes.
I had. And I said, oh, okay. And I put some socks on. She goes, no, don't wear socks.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't wear socks.
Maybe she's could wear some socks like mine where they're like no show.
Yeah. I don't want the no show socks. I want the regular socks. What am I? I'm a fucking 2 years old.
Your feet get sweaty.
I don't care. My feet get sweaty. At least I'm wearing socks.
That's what I'm saying.
Highly disturbing trend.
Yes,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
All I was thinking about is the sweaty feet.
I'll tell you what. I had this friend way back in the day, and he was like a young Frank Sinatra live and in person. I swear to God, this guy was
suave.
He was suave. He played the harmonica, so anytime the band was on, and everybody loved him. Everybody knew him. Everybody loved him. The guy committed suicide, actually, which was like blew my fucking mind.
That this guy
killed himself. It blew my fucking mind because everybody loved him. Guy's name was Burke Boger. Everybody loved this guy. And I hated him at first. He started working at a restaurant I was working at. I hated him at first. I thought, you are such a douche. Like, stop being such a douche. And then I fell in love with him, right? And then him and I were good friends for a long time. Anyway, this guy never wore socks. He was always in a suit. A lot of times he had a bow tie. Always, always, always. But he never wore socks. And it bothered the shit out of me. I was like, why are you not wearing fucking socks? I feel like this is a Charleston thing that got out of control.
Right.
I feel like guys in Charleston started doing this because, you know, sweaty down there.
Yeah, it's kind of preppy.
I agree with you. But this guy, Shane, he can't wear socks because he just feel like it'll bounce right out of his shoes. The guy's crazy. He's kinetic.
He is.
He's like all over the place. Electricity a lot in the human
really
form.
Is. Yeah,
it was crazy. But the season was, I thought, generally satisfying. It was generally a good season.
Yeah,
and I'm sad that not more of the couples didn't make it.
Yeah,
and I
too.
What was the Latino girl and the guy? What was his name? The Latino guy, the opera singer. First of all, he didn't sing like an opera singer.
He
sounded like a guy who wanted to be an opera singer.
He went to school for opera. Okay, or something.
Like anybody who pays for school for opera can go to school for opera.
His name started with an S, but I can't remember.
I got the names right here: Salvador. And Mallory and Sal. Yeah. Mal and Sal. That was a good storyline.
Yeah.
And that guy was like, he was on Xanax. I mean, that guy was like a Buddha.
He was very chill.
He was very chill. He's like, I want to let everybody know I forgive everybody.
Yeah, he did.
In the moment, I forgive you all. Yeah. Meanwhile, Shane is like, and shakes like, hey, Vanessa, turn around so I can see your ass.
I know.
Show your tits. This guy, Shake, he was a character. If you haven't watched Love is Blind season 2 on Netflix, you got to check it out. It's really good. And
even Jeff, who did not want to watch it, as soon as I had it on, he was interested.
I know Jeff hates me by default. Jeff is like, Brian Green has caused more trouble in my life by default. I wish that guy would just stop. Because I'm like, Chrissy, you got to watch 90 Day Fiancé. And then she's watching 90 Day Fiancé for 3 days in a row. I can just see Jeff like eating a bowl of cereal, walking by the couch.
Yeah, he's like,
and he's like, oh, what?
Grimacing.
What did he say?
But then he is interested. Yeah.
And like, he slowly sits down and starts watching.
I know, it's like The Bachelor.
Oh.
Those shows, once you get involved, then you have to know what happens.
That's it. I just want to understand. It's like this raising Anna, predicting Anna, making of Anna,
whatever. I'm not watching that show because, you know what, I've been reading about that story for years now.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, I knew all about her, and she's just a con artist.
Well, she's a con artist, and the show is so ill. It's one of those shows that's like, the filming of it is very bright, like how it looks on TV.
Okay.
It looks like a sitcom almost.
I'm not going to watch it.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But Astrid wanted to watch it, and she doesn't know anything about it. So we watched the first episode, and I was kind of playing on my phone and like looking, and then all of a fucking sudden I get into it. I'm like, I don't like the acting. I don't like the way it's filmed. I think you have to make like, there's so much dialogue that's just too cutesy for me.
Yeah.
Like it like all kind of comes together too well.
It's like a reenactment.
It's definitely a reenactment.
Okay.
And in my opinion, not a good one. Remember,
she's in jail.
What was that show that was on in the afternoons or the evenings or on something impossible? And it was like a detective story. Mm. And they had that guy, Robert, whatever his name was, like the famous announcer. Mm. And I can't remember the name of this. Anyway, they did these reenactments of these unsolved mysteries with Robert, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Okay. So he'd come out and he'd be like, it was a Thursday night, a young lady sitting in her dining room, eating her toast. And all of a sudden, her head rolls off her shoulders. And it's like, you know, it's like this weird mystery.
Is that on like CNBC?
It used to be on, I forget the channel it used to be on, but this is back in the 80s we're talking about.
Okay.
But it's a very famous show that played in reruns. It wasn't on any of the major networks, but a couple of the other networks picked it up. They would play Unsolved Mysteries. They would play it at night. They would play
I remember Unsolved Mysteries,
Unsolved Mysteries. Okay. But they always had these reenactments by these actors and actresses that was just horrible acting.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like Raising Anna or whatever the fuck the name of that show is, it's like one big reenactment from Unsolved Mysteries. That's just too cutesy for me, and I don't like it. But now I've watched one episode, and now I'm like, fuck, I'm invested. Now I gotta see what happens here, even though I know what happens. She goes to jail. Of course she goes to jail.
She was a really good con artist.
But she didn't think she was a con artist. She thought she was working. That's what she thought she was doing.
Huh. Okay.
Anyway, I watch Secret Crush.
Yes. Okay. I will
you
watch.
Out there watch Love is Blind. Tell us what you think. 661 Best to Yo. Tell us what you think about the new Love is Blind season. And we're going to be doing a dating show here on the commercial break.
That's so exciting.
And I'm super excited about this. And I want to give away all of the mystery yet. And we haven't figured out every single detail yet either. So I'm going to give away all the mystery because I don't know all the mystery yet. Because
it's a mystery to us.
That's right. But we're looking for a couple of cutesy singles, single people. Guys, girls, bi curious, whatever you're into, give us a call, text us 661 best the number 2 yo.
This are is, family members off limits?
Why are you wondering if we'll talk to him off air about that. I had the same thought.
You did?
Yeah, I had the same thought. Yeah, but I'm not sure. Okay. And just to let you know, this is all going to be done online and then whatever these people choose to do outside of the commercial break. So you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to meet anybody. Like, it's just a fun game.
We do have a $10 Starbucks gift card waiting for you.
Green Dot gift card
for your date.
From PizzleCon that we're going to send to you. From Laundering Bitcoin that we're going to send to you. But all of this love talk got me thinking. I know there's some people out in the audience who have some questions.
Yes.
About love and
they've
such.
They've been writing us,
and I feel like it's time to answer their questions with yet another edition of
Ask Uncle Brian.
Hey everybody, it's that time inside the commercial break when we take a commercial break, and I have some exciting news for you. Chrissy and I are going to be starting a series where we play a number of games here on the podcast, and we want you involved. If you're interested, leave us a message at one of two places. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click on the Contact Us form, and drop us an email. Or you can leave a text message or a voicemail on 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. I'm not going to get into what games we're playing, but we're going to be playing a lot of them, so there's plenty of room for everybody. Also, if you'd like to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and youtube.com/The Commercial Break for content you cannot get anywhere else. We put out clips on both Instagram and YouTube every single day. And on YouTube, we have a series called In the Studio. It's filmed exclusively for YouTube, so you can only get it there. Subscribe if you like the channel. We certainly would appreciate it. People are texting us and leaving us messages asking us how they can best support the show. One of two or both ways. Number one, you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. We certainly would appreciate it, and it helps us grow the audience of the show, which then in turn makes our sponsors happy. If you're ever in the market for any of our sponsors, products, or services, if you could use the specialized URLs or discount codes that we give away on air, it gives you free shit and it tells our sponsors we're doing a good job. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is now the new schedule. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns about that, go ahead and hit us up on that 661-237-8296 number, and I'll let you know how I feel about you letting us know how you feel. And now, a word from said sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Aunt Chrissy and Uncle Brian are here.
Aunt Chrissy and Uncle Brian are now here for you. Thank you for tuning in to our show. Everybody, just to take a deep breath. Sit still. Shane, sit still, please. Stop wiggling in your pants. Stop wiggling in your seats. I want you to connect your vachakra with your pachakra. Take a deep breath. Let's get a cobra breath, which means straight from your penis out through your mouth. Or as my son would say, poo-poo out your mouth. Poo-poo out our mouth. Which he's very scared of, just to let you know. He's very scared of poo-poo in the mouth.
No.
And let's ask a couple questions of the sage wise wisdom, also known as...
Where's the bowl?
Ding. Oh, I wish I had the bowl. I have a bowl. I wish I had it. It's somewhere around here. Oh, there it is. No, forget the bowl. Okay. Forget the bowl. Forget the bowl.
I'll just make the bowl sound. Ding.
Make the bowl sound. Now, Chrissy, please, if you would, now that I'm aligned with the universe and all its intentions and all its thoughts, I am grateful. I am light. I am love. I am one with Source. I am number 63 on the comedy charts. Please, ask away.
Okay, Uncle Brian.
Yes. I like the way this is starting, just to let you know.
Yes, got a good very positive vibes.
Yes.
I just found out my 17-year-old stepson is sleeping with the 48-year-old neighbor. What yes. do I do, Uncle Brian?
Thank you for the question. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy the time away from your son. Possibly ask if you can get involved in any way, shape, or form. This is what a good stepmom. This is what a good stepmom does. A good stepmom gets involved. Hand shandy every once in a while. Possibly a rub and tug underneath the dinner table. This is an opportunity to show your son what a woman is made of. And I feel like this is the universe opening up many holes for you to walk through.
Yes.
And I feel you should walk through as many of them as you can, as your son is now walking through all of your neighbor's holes. I would get a video camera and I would do some TikTok videos. this is also a financial opportunity for your family, as stepmom and stepson porn is very popular.
It is.
It's very popular. So, well, check your state for local... For local guidelines as far as age is concerned. But I feel like in most cases, 17 years old is the right time to start teaching. Thank you for that question.
Yeah, you're probably good if you're in the South.
Yeah. The Midwest.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a great question. I feel like it's a good way to start off. And congratulations to you and to your stepson on your growing manhood. That's horrific.
Okay, dear Uncle Brian, next question.
Mm-hmm,
Dear Uncle Brian,
please.
Should I be concerned my husband of 11 years has, wait for it, joined a singles group? Should I be worried?
No.
I mean, it's just a networking opportunity, right? No, I would not be.
This is just a chance for your husband to get out there and meet other guys and meet other girls and have some fun. While I wouldn't be concerned about him joining the singles group, I would... find yourself a divorce attorney for future
just
protection.
In case.
Yeah, there's nothing to be concerned about. Your husband is just looking for a social outlet to send that energy that he pent up inside. And your son, your husband seems like the kind of guy who takes you into consideration every decision. I don't think there's anything to be worried about. He is looking for friends, not for girlfriends or boyfriends. Why would you be worried? I wouldn't be worried if Astrid joined a singles group.
No, I mean, if Jeff joined one,
Jeff did join one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I see him there all the time.
And listen, the sex is purely platonic.
Yeah, you should be encouraging.
Yeah, this is. I feel like this is a place where a wife can be supportive of her man.
Right.
When your husband joins Tinder, flip with him.
Yeah, swipe right.
Point out which girl has nice tatas and use your woman's intuition to understand who might be right for him in bed. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Om. Please.
Okay, continue. Next question.
I wish you would.
My partner of 3 months has a 10-inch pizzle.
Whoa.
Flaccid.
Flaccid. Impressive.
He can't stop admiring it after he showers or in bed. But I think it's weird. How do I tell him to just calm it down?
Well, this is a tough one. But I want you to know that Uncle Brian and we here at TCB are here to help. This is the kind of thing that can really get stuck in the craw of a relationship. So first things first, I need you to take a couple pictures of your husband's pizzle and send them to 661-BEST-2-YO so that Chrissy and I can determine what the best course of action is
right
for the pizzle. Please send them there. You can't tell your husband or your boyfriend to stop admiring his pizzle. He has a 10-inch pizzle. It's to be admired.
Yeah.
If you don't want to admire his 10-inch pizzle, you shouldn't be in a relationship with him. Chrissy, I have to just bring a little self-awareness to the conversation. I'm awfully jealous because I wish I could borrow just 3 inches of that of that pizzle, and things would be fine. Your boyfriend is doing something that's very natural amongst all men.
Sure.
And that is to admire your own cock. Mm-hmm. That's right. Especially when it's big. and impressive, I might say. So if it's amazing. 10 inches flaccid, how many is it hard? 18? Jeez. Please send pictures.
Yes.
I wouldn't. I think you're in the wrong relationship. That's my opinion. I don't usually like to be negative on this show, but this is just one I got to say. You don't like a 10-inch cock, don't date a guy with a 10-inch cock.
Yeah, they've been together for 3 months, too. So,
that's not very long. Yeah, your relationship sucks.
It's one of those three-month turning points, too.
Yeah. 3 months. Literally a turning point, a point upon which you turn. 10-inch turning point. Please, next.
Okay.
I'm on a roll. I feel.
Yeah, you're.
I feel one with the universe.
Very sage. Okay. Next question, Uncle Brian.
Mm-hmm.
My 13-year-old son wants to go to Bonnaroo with me.
Huh?
But I'm afraid he will see me in a state of LSD-induced euphoria. And I don't really want to have that talk. What do I do?
Give him some LSD also. And that will loosen up the conversation a little bit. I will advise what I would advise anyone in the situation, regardless of age. Drug him with the same drugs you're taking. And that way you can enjoy Bonnaroo together as one cohesive mother, son, unit.
Yeah,
if you will,
hallucinations.
Fly into the heavens together, yes. Get eaten many times by snakes, swallowed whole by monsters of unseen depth and proportions, right there for all to see at Bonnaroo. And I would say there's a parenting decision like no other to decide to let your 13-year-old son come to Bonnaroo with you. Bonnaroo isn't what it used to be, however. And I would just say, I think the best way to teach is by doing. Lead by example.
Lead by example.
Lead by example. Let him take the LSD. What's the harm? What possibly could go wrong?
Yeah. Seems natural.
We do it here at the house all the time.
Okay.
I put LSD in the dog's water, and I find that maybe that's what's going on with
Blue.
Yeah.
Or why Nico acts like there's things there.
Why Nico's seeing things in the middle of the night.
But not the rat.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about your son.
Okay.
I always take the universal philosophy like the Buddha had, think about yourself first and then only consider others when it's going to affect your own well-being. Mm-hmm. And if you live your life that way, then you're sure to change the world. I think Gandhi said that. Think about yourself first.
Wise words, Uncle
yes,
Brian.
Thank you. I think I have those written down in my journal. Someday I'll bring and you can read from. Talked about FizzleCon today on TCB. Made another $6 on the commercial break. Things are going great.
Oh, Uncle Brian.
You could also send your son to a mushroom therapy session, which
That's
will
true.
Help him, I feel like, open up some of the chakras when the conversation about LSD comes. So there's many different avenues.
Like introduced to it already.
Yeah. Give your son some cocaine and then allow him to go talk, yammer on to people, strangers he doesn't know, leaving you alone to enjoy your trip. Could also find some chiropractors to go with your son. Bonnaroo. Hit the meth pipe and get down in a swingers-like environment. Make sure you bring a bar of soap to Bonnaroo. Sex on the first day, never on the third. No. Just remember that. Mm-hmm. Just remember that. Please, Chrissy, I'm ready for another question.
Okay. Uncle Brian.
Yes.
When people wave to me at the park, I feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
I want to be nice and wave back,
mm-hmm.
but I really don't want to.
Mm.
What would you do?
Well, I think the word we're looking for here, Chrissy, is an asshole is what you are. yes, you're a pizzle ball. You're a ball full of cockskin. But every human life has some value, except, of course, yours. But I would say people like you should stay at home and lock the door.
Yeah, don't go to the park.
Don't go on the internet. Stay off my YouTube channel with your silly comments. I understand this. I feel like sometimes I'm in the mood to wave to everybody. Uh-huh. And other times I feel like it's a commitment on my part. And then I'm asking them to make a commitment also. I'm asking them to interrupt their day to wave back to me so they don't feel like an asshole.
I mean, it's a wave.
It's a wave. But it is a level of commitment on your part. And so I do understand where you're coming from. But in one sentence you say, I want to wave back. And then in the next sentence you say, but I really don't.
Yeah.
I think you're just confused is what you are. So I would say to you this. Well, you should walk around in a furry costume, and that way,
yes,
in that way, no one expects you to wave back. You're waving with your face, or wear a t-shirt that says "Don't wave at me," not interested.
Don't wave at me.
Yes, I don't believe in hell, but if there was one, you'd go there. Thank you for your question. Thank you.
Why are they going to the park?
Yeah, why are they? Yeah, why bother? What kind of asshole says that? I don't want to wave back.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yes. Uncle Brian.
Yes. I'm here for you.
I'm 17 years old.
Mm. Tender, precious age.
Yes, I am not outgoing at all.
Mm.
I have a hard time in social situations.
Okay.
I feel like if I was funny, it would solve some of my issues. How do I learn to be funny in these situations? This is perfect for you.
This is a perfect question for me.
I mean, we're climbing the charts on the comedy charts. So.
But if you figure out how to be funny, we also here at the commercial break would like to get clued in on that.
Please let us know.
Yeah, and if you want to be better at social situations, I just have a few, I think, wise words, experience I've learned over the years.
Okay.
You can do two things. Learn to give a good hand job or be prettier. I'm assuming you're a woman.
Could be a man.
Yeah. No, I think the way that the question is phrased, actually, I sense male energy.
Okay.
And I think that humor is a good bridge. It allows barriers to come down.
Everybody loves to laugh.
It's hard to be mad at somebody when you're laughing at them. Just ask my wife. And I wish I could explain to you how to be funny, but that is a gift from the heavens.
It really is.
One that has been bestowed upon me and Chrissy for us to take care of and protect and use to our financial advantage in every way possible.
It's like a lightning strike.
It is. And if it only happens.
Burned.
Only a few people can be this funny. And unfortunately, you're not one of them.
Maybe he could recite some jokes or something from old comedy specials.
Yeah, I feel like they're in the podcast universe. There are a few special characters running around, special people, special right. people, gifts to our community who will gladly take your money and try and teach you how to be funny. Get a podcast off the ground. Be in a podcast directory. For $500 to $700, which will certainly bring fortune and fame your way.
A podcast directory.
Hey, what's the name of that podcast? I don't know. Look it up in the podcast directory. Where this is a total inside joke, and I'm sorry, but just know that there is a podcast directory out there. It's like remember when you went to school and they used to hand out the book at the beginning of school that had all the parents' names and phone numbers in case you had, the directory, the parent directory, the parental directory. Well, there's one for podcasting, too,
okay,
in case you need to know how to get a hold of one of your favorite podcasts. And for $500 to $700, you, too, can be a category director. Well, I feel like that's a good place to start with your funny.
That is.
Oh, my God.
That was good. Good advice. Gold.
Fucking scam.
We're panning for gold.
Panning for podcast gold right here in the podcast directory. I think in the last marketing material that I got about the podcast directory, it said, you too can up your game. Get noticed and break through the crowd.
Oh my God.
Break through what crowd?
Who's getting the podcast directory?
No one gets the podcast directory. It doesn't even exist. I'm sure of it. I think it goes out to the people who paid to be in the podcast directory, which, by the way, I too got scammed into buying a page in the podcast directory one time until I realized that it never really came out. Where am I finding it?
Sent to every
Do they give it at trade shows? Yeah.
Every home in America is receiving
it. Like Publishers Clearinghouse. It's going to be everywhere. You're going to be famous, kid. You're going to make $1 million because you're in the podcast directory. So that has nothing to do with your question. But I'm sure the same people who put together the podcast directory would love to teach you how to be funny for the low, low price of $75,000.
Yes.
It's hard to be socially awkward. Because I was social and still am socially awkward. But my friend, you too, your time will come. Be yourself and you will shine. I think I read that on a poster in an office once. Be yourself.
Oh my God, those posters, those motivational posters.
Oh, the motivational posters. They're so good.
There's like a whole site dedicated to
motivational posters.
To making fun of them.
Yeah. Rise above. Right. Join the podcast directory.
Get on the horizon.
Yeah.
You know, the picture of the sun.
Break through the crowd. Podcast directory. Another question, please. I'm ready. I'm on a roll now. I feel it.
Okay. Here's the next question. Dear Uncle Brian, my husband bought a burial plot for himself and not me.
I don't mean to laugh.
In fact, everyone else in the immediate family bought themselves a plot, but I was left out. We've been married 15 years. Should I be upset?
No, I think they're planning on you living forever. I think they're making the assumption you're in much better health than any of them. That's how I take it. Yes, this is a sticky wicket, if you will, Chrissy, because death we don't like to talk about here in Western culture.
Okay.
But in the Eastern culture, of which I have been schooled, like many travels.
Eastern medicine.
To the East. Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston. Costa Rica. Costa Rica. The east-west part of Costa Rica. The east part of the town of Jaco. My many journeys through my own spiritual imagination in strip clubs and bars across East Atlanta.
Your east journey.
Yeah, in East Atlanta. That's right. Mm-hmm.
You didn't used to live in East Atlanta.
I did. I wanted to be close to the Mecca.
The source.
I wanted to be close to the Mecca. Magic City.
The source.
Checkers. The burger place on I-20 off of Glenwood. That's where all of the enlightened people are hanging out. Hey man, you got a dollar? That's a rhetorical question. I'm a podcaster. Of course I don't have a dollar. I just gave it all to the podcast directory for fortune and fame. You two can break through the crowd. What crowd? No one reads it. Oh, man. Back to center. I wouldn't be particularly upset about this. I think when it comes to your death, you have to take matters into your own hands. Maybe your husband doesn't want to think about your death. Maybe he has a plot ready for you in the backyard.
Yes, he might already have something ready.
Maybe he has a bucket in the basement where he intends to keep your head. Or a nice freezer that he says is for the venison.
Right.
That he's going to kill this year. Might be you. In that case, feel honored.
He's got it covered.
Yeah, he's got a special place in his heart and in his freezer for you. Of course I'd be worried. Get the hell out of the house. Everyone around you is planning their death. What is this? A cult?
All right.
This is strange. I would, I'd run. Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of there. Oh.
Keep them coming. Having so much fun right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're so good. Okay. I'm a 30-year-old Uncle Brian. Mm. I'm a 30-year-old gay man. Okay. Who recently got into pleasuring myself with dildos.
Mm.
I have a C-level job at an office. I've gotten so used to pleasuring myself a few times a day that I want to bring it to work and use it there on my downtime, you know.
Yes, I do.
During lunch break.
Downtime. Seven of the 8 hours you're in the office. I've had a C-level job too. It's just a lot of closing your office door, ignoring phone calls.
Where do I hide it?
Where do I hide it? That took an unexpected left turn.
Yes.
Well, you're bringing the D level to the C level. And let me share a few hiding places that I've always felt were good. There's an obvious answer to this, my C level friend, which is hide the dildo in your ass. But I can understand that might be uncomfortable.
Right, all day. Yeah,
during the weekly projections meetings.
All day long.
Yeah. If it's like the projection meetings I had a Clear Channel, it will last all day long and be just like getting a dildo in your ass. I would be careful. Step lightly about bringing the dildos to work. My first piece of advice is you must find it. Give it to your assistant. Right. Put it in a box
to
of
clean
chocolates.
And to hold.
That's right. I've got an idea. Put it in the podcast directory. No one will find it. Wrap it up in page 52 of the podcast directory. You'll never be found.
dice.
Put it in something that appears to be personal. Put it in a briefcase with a locks. Put it in a box of chocolates that have those weird cherries in the middle that no one wants. Do things like that. In if you hide it in the right place, put it. I've always found when I worked at office jobs that they have the drop ceiling. You can just kind of move those panels around up there. Just yes. Stick it on top of one of those panels.
There's the fluorescent lights.
That's right.
The drop ceiling.
Yes. Put it, hide it in one of those drop ceiling fluorescent lights. And if you smell burning rubber, know that it's one of two things. Someone's smoking crack or your dildo's on fire.
Which could be both cases. At
what if the dildo started buzzing like while he was in a meeting? The question wasn't, should I bring the dildo to work? The question is, where should I hide it?
Yeah, they're bringing it.
Yeah, if I knew the logistics of your office, the particulars, then I could give you some advice.
Send us some photos.
Send us some photos, and we'll be happy to point out where you should hide it. But again, podcast directory is a good start.
Okay, next.
Next question.
Dear Uncle Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Our son and daughter-in-law, married for about 6 years, recently dropped a bomb on my husband and me.
That's why you get toilet spray.
That's right.
Oh, poopery. I'm sorry. Poopery. Squatty potty.
Squatty potty and squatty poopery potty. Go together.
That's right.
They told us they're involved in a polyamorous relationship where each other has another partner. They spend a lot of time with these people outside their marriage. You know, we're having a hard time understanding this.
Of course, so of course.
We figured we would come to you, Uncle Brian.
The natural place to come for solid relationship advice. I want to make sure we keep an open mind about this, Chrissy.
Yes.
Polyamory comes from the Latin phrase, meaning my failing marriage. And so let's be tender with our young ones as they're going through what must be a difficult phase of the relationship. No one really wants to see their wife sleep with someone else. They're doing it because they have to. In all seriousness, which this show never does, there's nothing wrong with polyamory.
Each to their own.
To each their own. Maybe you'll get a TLC television show out of it.
Yes.
And bring some additional revenue into the house. Because everybody knows nothing solidifies a polyamorous relationship like a TLC show named My Seven Wives. You're well on your way to fortune
TLC
and fame.
TLC should absolutely do this.
I know some friends who were into polyamory for a period of time. They found it didn't work for them, and they came back to each other's arms. The jealousy boiled over, and it led to many arguments. But in some cases, this type of lifestyle does work. So keep an open mind, and make sure you have a divorce attorney handy. Thank you. Thank you. Next question. I think we have time for two more.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Let me get to one here.
Chrissy's reading through the podcast directory, trying to find a good show to listen to.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Dear Uncle Brian.
Uh-huh.
My boss is an asshole.
Oh.
He's a bully and always yelling.
It's because he's trying to find a place to hide his dildo.
He is. This is the same boss. Yes. That makes sense.
The podcast directory sales aren't going so well. Give the guy a break. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. He's a bully and always yelling at the staff. He comes in every morning and demands that one of the young ladies makes coffee and never says thank you. Blames us for his mistakes and never gives us credit for the good things. Recently, I saw him with a woman other than his wife at a bar.
Oh.
The next morning, he asked me to not say anything.
Well.
What do I do?
Interesting.
You've got something on him now, girl.
Yes. I normally don't point people in the direction of vengeance. But in this case, I normally don't.
Warranted.
Yeah, but 50% of the time I will. 49% of the time I will. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what you should do. You should follow him to the bar next time he goes. You should take these photographs and send them to his significant other, because this is what assholes require. They require that you shove their asshole in. He called her into the room to ask her
not to say anything? He asked her the next day not to say anything.
Well,
after he's been an asshole.
I just want you to know, young lady, that the reason why I called you into the office was so that you wouldn't hurt Aspen's feelings. If he's a bully, bully back. That's the only way that
that's really the way it works.
Yes. You could take one of two paths here. You could remain quiet and silent and say nothing and know that at some point, maybe not now or maybe not any time in the near future, that the universe will exact its revenge. But it's probably better to just relax and send the photographs to his wife.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, we're talking about the couple from the last question and he's allowed to be out on the streets sleeping with other people. You never know how these things can go down. And know that if his wife already knows this or his wife
they
is down with it.
They might be in a polyamorous.
That's right. Why would he be asking her to say something? But you could.
It was an unapproved polyamorous girlfriend.
It's someone she doesn't know about. Mm-hmm. But you could. You have to understand that this could backfire on you and the wife could go, you know, your assistant from the office called me and told me all this information and you'd be prepared to be fired the next day.
Yeah.
So find a new job before you do anything.
Yeah. I mean, I think in that situation, if he's asking for something, then she should hold that over him.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like,
get your own
like
damn
Aunt Chrissy
coffee.
And Uncle Brian used to do at our office
We saw so-and-so in the bathroom together at the strip club.
I can show up at 10 a.m. every morning. Yes. Just let you know. Because I found this bag of cocaine on your desk this morning. the cheetah called. You owed him $6,000 for the VIP room last night. And then your wife called. And I'm trying to decide who to call back first.
She hasn't seen you in a few days.
She says you haven't been home since last Tuesday of February. So I'm trying to figure out who to call back first. Right.
You owe me.
Yeah, you owe me. I'm taking the corporate credit card to Cabo. One more. I think
all right, it's our final question. Okay, Uncle Brian, mm-hmm. you may know you may know a little something about this, about this that's close to your heart.
Okay.
Dear Uncle Brian.
Yes.
My friend gave me a dog, and I don't want it.
Kill it.
What
no,
do
I'm
I
sorry.
Do? What do I do?
Oh, this one strikes close to my heart.
It's close to the bone.
It's, yeah. It's, oh, how it hurts so good. Here's the thing about dogs. You can't kill them. You can't shut them up. I don't know why. In any universe, under any circumstances, a friend would give you a dog unless you expressly had that conversation ahead of time.
It's a pretty big thing. My sister once was given a cat.
As a gift?
Yeah, like her friend gave her a cat, and so she had to
love the cat. Anyone who gives you a pet as a gift, as a surprise gift, is not a friend of yours.
Right.
They are, in fact, an enemy, and they dislike you very much. Animals are wonderful creatures. Dogs are loyal to
beautiful
the nth degree.
Souls.
They're beautiful souls. They come in, they touch our hearts. They hurt our ears. They shit all over our floors.
Chew our
they
shoes.
They scratch our walls. Yeah, they chew our shoes. They push over our children.
Eat the food from their hands.
That's right. Eat all the food my children are supposed to eat. Smell like rotting corpses. Don't protect the house. They're wonderful, wonderful things. However, there is a 10 to 15 year commitment with any animal that you would get besides a fish. A fish is a fantastic gift to get someone. Because you...
I don't know. You got to get the whole aquarium situation, though.
You actually don't. You can just let them live in the bowl, a cereal bowl, until they die. And then you say, well, it was a fish.
Oh, yeah.
However, if your puppy dies tomorrow, you're going to be the guy... Everyone's going to be like, what happened to the dog? I left him in the cereal bowl. I don't know. I thought he was fine. I love dogs. I've had them almost my entire life. I think they're wonderful
creatures.
We're big
animal lovers.
But they're huge responsibilities. And to give you an animal and expect that you're going to take care of it because you guys are friends is an asshole move. So I would delete them from Facebook and then give the dog to another friend you don't care about as a gift to them. Re-gift that dog immediately before you get attached.
Re-gift the dog. Yes. Oh,
That's the way we do it. Another fantastic episode of Ask Uncle Brian here on the commercial break. Wow, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
You doled out some really great advice.
And I gotta say, sorry, that music was playing in the background too. I was like, what is that noise? And I realized I had both songs playing, so excuse me for that. Sorry, little production snafu. I'm not gonna throw away the whole show just because you're bothered. Another episode, fantastic episode of the commercial break. Find us in the podcast directory.
Yes, go out and get your copy right away from where I don't know.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure of the 300,000, you know, people that listen to us every month, at least half of those are from the podcast directory.
Yeah.
We should give credit where credit is due, for sure. Another episode in the can. Thank you very much for listening to us. You can do us a huge favor. We have a lot of people that often, and not a lot of people, but some people will say, hey, how can I support the show?
Yeah,
right?
Send
do
us
you have
money.
A subscription? I know. Send us PayPal or straight to Venmo.
Right.
They're like, you know, can we support the show in this way or in that way? The best way that you can support the show is one of two ways. You can leave us a review and a rating on your favorite podcast player, CastBox, Podbean, Overcast, Google, Stitcher, Apple, Spotify, any of those. You can give 5 stars on Spotify now. It's a new thing.
Oh, cool.
You can please do that because then we show up on these little charts. Mm-hmm. And those charts, believe it or not, are the actual true podcast directories. People really do find new podcasts to listen to, especially on the Apple charts. And so it helps us grow the show. Why does that matter to you? When we grow the show, our sponsors like that, and that allows us to spend more time here in the studio creating content. So, while I don't think there'll be 4 episodes a week anytime soon, just know that the couple dollars we make every single time we have a sponsor goes into the production of this show, and we really appreciate it. And so, and that begs another next question. Some people have said, too many ads in the show. I appreciate that. I totally understand. There's sometimes two, maybe 30% of the time there's three, and then like 10% of the time there can be 4.
Mm.
I know. If it was up to you, I know we'd have 0. And I get it. If it's up to me, I'd have 0. But it's one of the small ways we can recoup what has ended up being a very expensive venture into podcasting. I mean, when you're spending $700 a year to get your name in a directory that never comes out, you can imagine. Costs add up. It's just a small way for us to recoup the costs.
And for me not to go back to an office job.
So Chrissy doesn't have to go back to an office job. She can be on call 24 hours a day. And, you know, it's probably going to... never mind. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, I totally understand. Do us a favor. If you hear the advertisements and there's a specialized URL or code on the back of it, use it if you're in the market for the products or services. That really helps us out a great deal. Go to tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, right there from one place. You can watch it all. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. I try and put out a clip of these episodes every single day of the week. Chrissy and I do TCB in the studio, which is content you can't find anywhere else except for the commercial break YouTube page. And we wish that you would subscribe if you can. Subscribe and like and comment on any videos that you find interesting. At the commercial break on Instagram,
yes.
We're doing a lot of content you can't find anywhere else there also. 661. Best, the number 2, yo, 661-237-8296. We're looking for single people, and we're looking for people who want to play games. Single people
or
who want to...
polyamorous people.
Whatever you are. I don't care. You can be a fucking horse who likes to screw chickens. I don't give a shit. 661-237-8296. We're going to play a dating game, and we're going to have some game shows coming up in the summer, and we need people to play. So thank you to the people who have written in. I'll get back to you. Don't worry. We'll schedule you a time. And if you're interested, hit us up. Let us know there's going to be prizes. And one of them is going to be a date with me. My new polyamorous relationship. Yeah. And one of them is a podcast directory spread. We're going to do it for you, the listeners of TCB. Okay, so now that I've gotten through all the show liners, I'd like to say the following. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say we do say we must say. Bye. Bye.